Welcome to the first edition of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast 2.0. I'm Rachel here with Michaela. This is the podcast for theme park enthusiasts, recreation enthusiasts, anything that you can go and do in Florida, really.
Your free time, not anything super close to home. You're really, really close to home with these.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people travel thousands of miles to come to, you know, go to the parks that are in Florida.
And our backyard.
Yeah, literally. They're in our backyard. And, you know, and it's nothing that's like, you know, we're not bungee jumping off of towers here. It's nothing that's physically.
No, we're secure in seats.
Yeah, we're not like, you know, too into, you know, a lot of physical exertion, if you know what I mean, trying to do things. No rock climbing. We're not talking about
I'm a little scaredy cat when it comes to those things.
But. So, Michaela, why don't you tell us what your love for theme parks came from?
So I grew up in Florida. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Bradenton, actually. And my mom and my dad were obsessed with Disney when they were growing up. Mm-hmm. They lived in New York, New Jersey.
Right.
So they'd have to make the hike maybe once every like 5 years or more.
Right.
So when we moved to Florida, they were
pass holders. Yeah, we're getting passes.
Pass holders there every single weekend, all of our birthdays, everything. And when I was a teenager, I was kind of getting sick of it. Can you believe that? Getting sick of the parks. And then when I went to college, then that's when my love kind of spiked back up.
Mm-hmm.
Even more than I've ever was when I was a kid. I'm like, move aside, kids. Mickey Mouse is here.
Yep.
I'm going to go meet him. Like, it's crazy now.
Very cool. Yeah, I am a Disney lover myself. I Disney really hard when I go. You know, I've done 4 parks in 5 hours and done all the rides. It was tough, I've done it.
I've never even done that.
But, you know, even though my family, you know, we lived in Florida when I was growing up, it was still a special treat to go to the park. So we would maybe go to one of the theme parks, whether it's Universal or Disney, like once every year, once every 2 years. When I went to college, my first year I went to UCF and I was like, I'm getting an annual pass with my graduation money. Like, I'm going to go get an annual pass. And so every other Sunday that I wasn't driving home to Tampa, I was going to the parks on Sunday morning and I would get there when they open and I would do all 4 parks and I would stay there till they closed. And then I would only spend $10 because, you know, I'm a college student. So I would only allot $10 to spend. And I pack my little backpack with like waters and snacks that I could eat throughout the day. So, you know, I love Disney. Universal Orlando has grown so much in just the last 5-6 years that it's just crazy. So there's so much to cover. And then when we were kids, we had the Florida resident passes to Busch Gardens. So like, you know, on days off of school, my mom could just take us there and, you know, she wouldn't have to entertain us too much. She's like, just go run. So, you know,
so fun. Interesting. And I didn't even mention the Universal part. So when my Disney obsession died down in high school, I begged my parents for Universal tickets.
Mm.
And so then I would all go to Universal. And then when I was in college, my boyfriend worked for Busch Gardens.
Oh.
So then we would just go to all the parks. And,
you know, not just park hop within
not
the
park in one Universal.
Right. You'd expand the whole. So we're huge Disney fans. We're huge Universal fans. We love theme parks. We love the experience of walking into a park. So we thought, why not take our love for this and do a podcast? So that's what we're going to do here. We're going to do it weekly on Thursdays. You'll get new episodes. And then when some huge big announcement comes out, we may jump on and do another special edition.
We got to let you know.
Yeah, we want to keep you in the know. So let's talk about the recent news real quick. Michaela, you want to jump into this?
Yeah, so SeaWorld and Busch Gardens, they released just yesterday that they're going to be offering free beer this summer. They haven't decided or shown to the public how many beers you get each day, but I'm glad it's back this summer.
Yeah,
it was
a lot of
here
people
last summer, and I'm excited to see it come back. Listen, I'm so excited to go. I mean, Busch Gardens is like a couple minutes from me.
Yes.
So it'll be cool to go there.
That's
with some friends.
A fun little perk for those who are 21 and up only.
Right, or 21. Parents with kids that just need the extra boost.
Need an extra boost. Yes, that's what it is. All right, in Discovery Cove, something cool happened the other day.
Oh, yeah, Rachel shared a video with me that a new little batch of spotted eagle ray pups were born.
It's so crazy. Like, it's like
they're just swimming. Like, they just know what they're doing. That's
They get help from a trainer or a veterinarian or whoever it is, it's kind of like a human birth where they got to like help them. And they got like these little faces. I mean, it's really cool.
They were so cute. And they were just like kind of lifting them up in the water as in like, oh, get yeah. your wings, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cute.
And then Universal Orlando, they released their first look at the Hagrid ride, which is Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. That's a mouthful. Opening June 13th in Orlando. That looks pretty amazing.
Yeah, Hagrid looks so realistic. And I heard that they worked with the actor.
Oh, wow.
That played Hagrid to get all the facial features all nice and looking just like a real person.
The animatronics have just grown. Remember like when we would first go to like Disney and see the Hall of Presidents and it's like... You're looking at him going, yeah, that's creepy. Or like
we know you're fake.
The Carousel of Progress. And you're like, that's a little creepy. Now it's
you
just.
You have to wonder, like, you're okay, like is that an actor or is,
right,
that, is that a
real
fake
person? What's happening here? And then the Today Cafe at Universal Studios is opening May 16th. And it's designed to feel like you're stepping onto the iconic Today set. I wake up every morning with Savannah and Hoda and Al, and I love them so much. And I think the food there, I think Al Roker had something to do with, you know, the food that they're going to be serving.
Yeah,
there.
I think some menu items are based on the host of the Today Show.
That's
and
cool.
I also pulled something that for the grand opening, the Today Show, NBC's Al Roker and the Today team will broadcast live.
Yeah, they've done that. I think when they opened like the Harry Potter areas, they brought them down. Or the Jimmy Fallon ride, when they opened that, they brought
the whole
them down.
Areas, I mean, New York City. And honestly, it looks just like New York City.
It's so cool. And you got to love when they're going to put a new restaurant in. I mean, that's just, I mean.
Foodie.
I love
foodie
food.
Alert.
Yeah, we're also foodies, too. So we like to eat and try new things. So, yeah, that's going to be super cool. And, you know, fans of the Today Show, you can kind of go there. If you can't get to New York, you can go there and kind of get the feel of what it's like to
like
be on set.
Right
yeah.
there.
Right there in your backyard of Florida. All right, so Michaela. Now, I'm going to Disney this weekend and to experience the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. So we'll talk about that next week. But you went to celebrate Disney's Hollywood Studios 30th anniversary. Can you believe they've been around for 30 years?
No, and I was even thinking, I'm like, it felt like centuries ago that, or just yesterday, actually,
right.
that was MGM.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. And then they kind of put you through the years when you went. They're like, mm-hmm. oh, it started as this. And here, Mickey and Minnie, like, they're starting it out. They had a parade for all of the characters that are in or represented in the park.
Okay.
So they had them parade down.
Now, this was a special ticketed event, correct?
So in the morning, it wasn't. Anyone
okay.
could pretty much go in
okay.
and see the parade and
okay.
see all the goodies. But there's an after-hours event
oh.
that they had at nighttime that was from 9:30 until 12:30.
Okay.
9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m.
Okay.
And for that one, we got in at the park at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So you could go... Similar to...
Mickey's Not So Scary or the holiday Christmas event. Yeah.
Right. And so it's pretty interesting because this is kind of my first time doing one of these after hours. And you walk into the park and you're like, oh, it's not very different of an atmosphere.
Right.
But you see all the fun signs. And
right. You can actually see.
Rocking the pins
yeah.
for the 30th.
Yeah.
And it didn't really, the party didn't really start just like the other ones
right.
until the 9:30 hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when all the park ride the queues started going down all the way to 5 minutes for
See,
Slinky
that's
Dog
That's worth
Dash.
The price of admission right there.
I was
So
in
did
shock.
You just go on Slinky Dog Dash like repeatedly over and over
so
and
I,
over?
Yeah, I went three times in one.
Three.
In one time. And then I went over, I took a little break, you
right.
know, to Midway Mania. And then I came back another two times.
Nice.
And then there's the booths for treats.
Oh, so are treats included?
Treats were included. And that's what, another one that blew
that's
my
mind.
That's
worth the price of admission, too.
Like we said, foodies over here. It had included the fruit bars.
Ooh, those are good.
The Mickey ice cream bar,
mm-hmm.
the premium ice cream bar, and the sandwiches.
Okay.
Popcorn.
Wow.
Soft drinks.
Wow.
and bottled beverages.
That's awesome.
We were just like, okay, I want this and I want that. Like, we didn't go too crazy. I was like, we have to finish each stuff. We're not wasting.
Right. You're going to ride Slinky Dog Dash one time, then go get an ice cream sandwich.
It doesn't come up. You know?
Jeez.
It didn't.
Okay, good.
I promise.
But
you.
That's cool. And then what else did they have?
So they also premiered their nighttime fireworks that day.
Oh, cool.
And this is like one of the first times they've pretty much ever done this. They rarely do it. Where they had the fireworks show twice.
Oh, okay.
They had it at 9 o'clock when the park closed for all the other guests.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had it again at 12 a.m.
Okay.
For the people who had the ticket to
the special
after
event.
Hours.
Right.
Right. So that's a lot of pyro.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of fireworks
but
right
it's
there.
It's the first time they were doing it. Well, it's called the World. Wonderful World of Animation.
Okay.
It's brand new, and it premiered that day.
Oh,
so
very
that's
cool.
The biggest reason they did it twice.
Right.
Because the first one was very packed.
Right.
And the second one felt roomy as well. So
you
that
had
was
some
another
space
perk
to
of it. We got to, like, sit down with our popcorn and our drink and just enjoy the show.
Now, was it just fireworks, or did they also, like, do the animation on the Chinese theater?
Yeah,
was that involved with it, too?
They did have the projection on
that's
there.
That's so cool.
And apparently, according to the wonderful people who made the show,
mm-hmm.
they included every single animation film that Disney has ever made
wow.
and Pixar.
Wow.
So it might seem like a lot, but they didn't like focus.
Right. It,
on
it
each
moved.
One. There was one here, one different ones going on in different
right.
areas of the Chinese theater.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. You can't see it all,
mm-hmm.
so see it again. I have to go watch it again to just
yeah.
get... It's a different experience every time you watch it.
Right, because you'll see something new.
See something new that you never saw before.
All right, let's talk about merchandise.
Oh, I wanted to buy everything, honestly. But yeah, so they had 30th anniversary specific stuff.
Okay.
That they will have in the parks for if you want to go.
So it wasn't just that night.
It wasn't just that
okay.
night. They did obviously have some pins and some shirts that says I was here that day.
Oh, cool.
But they have other ones that they'll have pretty much until they run out.
Okay.
And I fell in love with the Magic Band.
Gotta love a good Magic Band.
I love Magic Bands.
And there's some brilliant.
If you go often, it's worth buying a specific character one.
Yeah, if you love that character that much, absolutely.
And this one, it had many different characters.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could spot Mickey Mouse on it
mm-hmm.
and Kermit the Frog.
Oh, fun.
And BB-8. And so it was really cool to see all those characters on that band. It was really pretty blue. But yeah, I mean, they had t-shirts, pins. I didn't buy anything, which is sad.
Well,
but
that's probably better.
Maybe when I go back, I'll
yeah.
probably get the Magic Band.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Let's talk about some of the things that are coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios since we're on that topic. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which is the first ever ride that Mickey and Minnie are going to have dedicated to themselves, which is hard to believe because, I mean, when you think of Walt Disney World, you think of Mickey and Minnie.
Yes.
So they finally are getting some respect and they're getting
right.
a ride and it's going
right.
to take over where the Great Movie Ride was at the Chinese Theater right at the center of the park. So we can't wait for
that. It's been based on the Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Right.
Have you watched them?
Yeah, the newer ones
yes.
where they're kind of, it's the new cartoon, but the animation is a little retro.
Right.
Yeah, it's really
I
neat.
I love it. It's
yeah.
just a different episode. Sometimes has a different country that they're representing.
Right.
Or different, they talk about different things in their history
right.
of their animation.
Uh-huh.
And a little peeks of like Belle is in one of them.
Oh,
Snow
on the
White
new TV it, show? That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, there's like a little bit of each like animated
right.
movie. It's really cool. It's
so
cute.
So if you go to the parks and you want to kind of, if you're not familiar with the look of the new cartoon, they've got like in where they put the movie posters, they've got a display of what kind of the basis of the ride is going to look like. And
right.
so that's exciting. They also have a new logo.
A new logo.
Did they debut that night as
they
well?
They debuted it during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
not a new name, just a new logo.
Yeah, no new name, guys. I know everyone's speculating a new name, but no new name. But the new logo, they did not have it up in the park. I heard about the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wait, do they replace what
yeah.
was next to the arch that
right.
is next to the Little Mermaid show?
Right.
But they had the same one. I
okay.
guess that they're putting it up.
It's going to be. Yeah, I mean, if you've driven through Walt Disney World and, you know, when you're driving towards Magic Kingdom and you'll see the archway to the parking for Hollywood Studios. It's a teal archway with some silver Art Deco accents. They have taken off Hollywood Studios a while ago off of that marquee. So I think people started speculating, oh, what are they going to do? But they're probably just redesigning the logo. You know, they redesigned the logo and they're probably going to replace that with that in the coming weeks.
Yeah, people don't go too crazy on speculation.
Okay. And then Toy Story Land, which is probably the coolest area in that park, until Star Wars opens.
Yeah, it's like every new thing that's going to go, I'm like, this is the best, this is the best.
So Toy Story Land, I love. However, it gets a little crammed, but I'm hoping once the Star Wars area opens, because it's only one way in, one way out, so it gets a little traffic jammy a little bit. Mm-hmm. So hopefully once that Star Wars area opens, they'll be able to open that back gate maybe. I don't know. Here's
hopefully
hoping.
Hopefully it'll be one of the entrances.
Yeah.
Too, by Grand Avenue and also behind Toy Story Land.
Right. But there's going to be a new table service restaurant at Toy Story Land, the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue.
That's
going
to be so
Sign
cool,
me up.
I bet.
Sign me up. I mean, obviously, it's going to be like Woody, right?
Yeah, it's going to be something based on, like, you're coming out of a show.
That's so fun. And then the new, you know, obviously, the Toy Story new movie is coming out soon.
And they, which I didn't notify you of this, but just recently they said that they're making a gift shop when you exit Midway Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to have all of the Toy Story 4 merchandise.
No.
So wait until you see that. I want a little Forky. Does that sound weird? I want a meet and greet with Forky.
Oh my God, Forky. He's going to be the biggest star of that movie.
I am
so excited. It looks so good. So let's talk about one more thing that I know you're kind of excited about at the Magic Kingdom. Villains After Hours. It's coming up.
It's coming up. It's so soon. And after the great success of the one that I went to for the 30th anniversary, and I didn't even mention this, but for the character meet and greets, I got to meet Clarabelle, which you barely ever get
to meet.
You
never see Clarabelle.
I stood in a pretty long line, but that was like the longest line I stood in for the whole event. And it was specifically for the 30th. So that's why I'm really excited for the villains, because right now they said that there's going to be no meet and greets for villains, but you never know. Disney might surprise you.
Yeah.
And end up with Hades meet and greet. You never know.
Yeah.
So I would stay tuned for that. But yeah, it's going to be on Thursday, June 20th.
Yeah. And that's another after hours event, kind of after the whole, you know, 30th anniversary, Mickey's Not So Scary, you know, the admission to the park is cut and capped. So you can get on as many rides as you can. The weights are capped. There's more variety. And they'll have, I'm sure they'll have special shows and so on for that night.
And there'll be overlays, just similar to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party.
Right.
There'll be overlays of some of the rides. So it's still, I believe it'll be worth it if you don't like the huge crowds in the park, to test this out, see how you like it.
Yeah.
And you get to experience new versions of the rides that you love.
Right. I have some family coming in for Thanksgiving, and, you know, I was talking to my family, my dad, and, you know, they've never been to Disney. Like, they are from Texas. They've never been to Disney. And, you know, maybe we should get, you know, a 3-day pass for them so they can come and we can experience the parks. And I said, you know, it might be worth the while if, you know, instead of park hopping, if we're going to go one day, why don't we do a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and go at night? And it might be a little late of a night, but the park is going to be capped and there aren't going to be as many people there. And we might actually be able to get them on some rides, because, you know, it's great to be able to set up your fast passes prior to when you go. But I mean, that takes some work.
Right.
So why don't we just go really experience one park, get in the holiday spirit, and maybe get on more than 3 or 4 rides.
And snack along the way.
And snack, yes, with the hot cocoa and the... Oh. Mm, so good.
I'm hungry.
All right, well, at that point, I think we should probably go, because Michaela's hungry. We need to stop.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
So that's the first episode of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. We will be back every Thursday with a brand new episode. And if you have anything that you want us to talk about or questions about us or the show, you can email us at themeparksandrec@gmail.com. And thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you at the parks.